We are starting Simen Reish Pei Hei, Likroi HaParshim, Shnayim Mikro Ve'echet Targum. Before we start the part of the Simen, perhaps it's kedai to mention the Orach HaShulchan brings down a Lavush. The Lavush brings a remez of this mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael. So he says this is Rosh Teves, Ve'ele is V'chayim Odom, Likreis HaParshim, Shemois is Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. So we have a remez in the beginning of Parshish Shemois, and the Baal HaTurim perhaps elaborates on this remez, and the Baal HaTurim says as follows. Ve'ele is Rosh Teves, Ve'odom asher loimeid haseder, Shnayim mikro v'yechot targum, B'nai Yisrael is B'koil Noim Yosher, he says the Parsha, the Thanaimis. Yisrael Yichye Shonim Rabbois Aruchim Loilom. So that is called life insurance. Not the way we know of life insurance, which only means that money is given when a person dies, but here it says, Yisrael is Rosh Teves, Yichye Shonim Rabbis Aruchim Loilom. Now, this takone of Kriyesh Shnayim Mikro V'yecho Targum, so the HaShulchan wants to say as follows, that the Chiyuv of the Kriyas HaParsha every Shabbos with seven Oilim was a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was also misaken this takona. The chiyuv of Shnayim Mikro V'yecho Targum was a takona from Moshe Rabbeinu. And he also says, he explains there are two inyonim. The chiyuv b'toire hashmiyo v'halimud. Like we say in the davening, Lishmoya and Lilmoid. So Hashmiya, he bishabes misefer Torah k'sheira. There's an inyan to hear the words of Hashem that are being nikra from a sefer Torah. That's a mitzvah of Lishmoya. And then there's a mitzvah of limud, to learn and to understand the words we are going to hear. Yilmoid mikoidem b'chumish, v'yala b'koidish lishmoya misefer Torah. It's malim b'koidish. So during the week, before Shabbos, a person learns the parsha, and when they come Shabbos, he hears the parsha as it is being read from a kosher sefer Torah. Now we'll see the mechaba. Af al pi sha'odom shoymeya kol ha'Torah kule kol Shabbos b'tzibo. A person hears every Shabbos, he hears the Kriyas HaTorah. Chayev likrois la'atzmoi b'chol shavua. There's a mitzvah besides the mitzvah of Shmiyim. There's a mitzvah likrois la'atzmoi. And as the HaShulchan puts it, this is a mitzvah of limud. Likrois la'atzmoi b'chol shavua parshas oisoi shavua. Shnayim mikro ve'echot targum, and then afilu atoreis v'divoin. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Likrois la'atzmoi b'chol shavua, each week. I know. So he's telling us the zman of the kriya. Haynu shelo yagdim likrois קודם אויסוי שבוע. בזמן הקריאה, בזמן הלימוד, is the week that that parsha will be learned on Shabbos. So in that week, a person should be koyret. V'gam lo ya'acher, and he shouldn't push it off for later. V'tzorich lahashlim parsha yoysov im hatzibur. That means he's learning the parsha, and it should be nishlam when the tzibur is learning the parsha. In Shul Shabbos, it should then be nishlam his limud. V'chol ha-mashlim parsha yosov im ha-tzibur. A person that's mashlim parsha yosov im ha-tzibur, ma'arichin loy yomov shnoysov, he zoyche to arichas yomim v'shonim. Fruitful days and fruitful years. What?
Guarantee you won't die young.
That's what the Chazal tell us. Marichin lo yomov ushnoysov.
That's what he finished his mom. It's like, in other words, making a laning verbally while the was.
Not while before. This is during the week. Yeah. So he should learn it. Maricha. That means all these things means that this is a sibe for arichas yomim vishonim. If there's another sibe that he'll die young, so then there's a clash. But al kaponim mitad this pula. This is maricha loy yomav ushnaisav. Shnayim mikro. אבל לא יקרא אחד מקרא ואחד תרגום. He should not learn one פסוק from the מקרא and one פסוק from the תרגום. ויחבן לשמוע מהשליח ציבור. The other time he'll hear from the שליח ציבור שמע כהנה. אלא צריך לקרוא מאה פעמים מקרא. Chutz ma sheshoma ma shliach tzibur. There is a chiyuv kriya, there's a chiyuv, as he mentioned, there's a chiyuv limud, that the way the Aruch HaShulchan puts it, and there's a chiyuv shmiya. Im loy shekora oz gam kein bepiv. Unless, when the shatz is laning the parsha, he says it quietly, so then we have shmiya and kriya bebasachas. That means he's listening to the parsha and he's also learning it. Then one could have one. But then he has a kriya then. V'ayim b'mogin Avrom sivkot m'ches shekosav b'shem lechem chamudos. The b'diavad yoytzei pamachas b'meshe shoma mashliach sibo. The lechem chamudos says one b'diavad one could be yoytzei with the shmiya of the shatz, v'yesh achroinim shemachmirim afilu diavet. And there's other achroin with hold no, it will not help. And as we forget, the way the Aruch HaShulchan said, there are two dinim, there's a din of shmiya, there's a din of kriya, there's a din of limud, and therefore others say that a person who's a bal koyre, so the kriya he learns in the shul, that's the shmiya. That's the shmiya from the Sefer Torah. He can't be yoytze with this kriya, the shnaya mikro. If he goes to a second shul, he learns over again. So by the second shul, he can be yoytze. So he has one kriya for himself. But the kriya in the shul, that's the shmiya that one has here. That's parshiyos of imatzibo. We'll learn the simin. Ubinyin akriya yesh veyos bein achroinim. How to learn shnaya mikro? There's fachiluke deis. Yesh oimrim sheyikro kol posik beis paomim v'targum olov. They should learn twice the posik and laying the targum, say the targum of the posik. That means twice he lays the posik, then he says the targum. And the Bereitev brings the Arizal was noig like this. They bring down the Chofetz Chaim was noig like this.
This is
the Chofetz Chaim, what?
Well, it's for him next door. I mean, it's all in the house. You just find next door.
You might. There it says, yeah, that the Svarim and the Souls, they have it like that. And we'll see that. That's one Mahalach. That's one Mahalach of the Talayn Tuksukim. They bring the Chofetz Chaim did like this. The Chofetz Chaim was a little bit Moses. He learned Tuksukim, and then he learned the Rashi on the Pasuk, then he learned the Ramban on the Pasuk. That was Miyid Meloy Mishmele Agavucha. I saw someone asked Rav Chaim Knievsky, one year he learned Shnayim Mikra Bechatalgum and Rashi. We'll see later about that. The next year he wants to learn the set of Rashi, he wants to learn the Ramban. He wants to. So Rav Chaim Knievsky said, no, each year you have to learn Rashi. You have more time for the Ramban, Memela, but that the Rashi is a must. If we'll see, we'll be learning about Rashi soon. That's one Mahalach. V'yesh oimrim, sheyikra kol parsha beis ha'omim, he should learn a whole parsha twice. That means not one, two psukim together, but the whole parsha. Vacha kacha targum. Haino shika kol parsha psuche oisumem. The whole parsha. Based on vacha kacha targum. Ubemogin avrom bishari tshuva mitzadadim kidei rishoyne. Ubeseifa maisera vise shagron odlema targum. Acha kol parsha psuche oisumem. The going the second way. Or where there's a inyan, a complete inyan. So that's how they lay the whole parsha twice and then, or the whole inyan twice and then the Targum. Adovid Kamar Ovid, Adovid Kamar Ovid. Mishu Boki Betam Ubenekudis Palpet, a person who knows the timing. The negine, the nekudas palpe, toiv lahada likreis b'sefer teire gufen, then it would be preferable if he would lain miteicha sefer. Now, so that, then the machaba was moisef, vafulu atoreis v'divoin. Now one should say the Targum, afilu the Targum of Atoris Medivin, which are cities. So what is the Chiddush Atoris Medivin? Ratzaloima afalpi she'ein boi Targum. There is no Targum on this psukim. That means the Targum mamish repeats the words what the pasuk says. This is no specific targum. There's also no targum. So it seems that's how it should be said, that one says the targum, which is really repeating the pasuk a third time. V'yesh machmirim de batoris v'divoim sheyesh boi targum yirishalmim tzarich likrois shom ha-targum. The targum yirishalmi does not repeat the names of these cities. It explains the pasuk. So they say we should lay targum yirishalmi. That is very interesting. In our Chumashim, when we look at the Targum, our Targum explains the pasuk. We don't have a Torah Svedi. So they say somehow the Targum that we have in our Chumash is really not Targum Unkelus. It's the Targum Yerushalmi was put there Bim Kaimai. Fine.
One thought is where Yaakov and Lavin and the city.
Yigal Sadusa.
Yes.
Yeah, there it's, there that's the Ramesh of the Galade. That is, that is the Targum of Galade is Yigal Sadusen.
But I mean, so that is all you're saying, or you
Yeah, if you say what Loman said. The Im Lomad, Siv Beis, Im Lomad HaParshem Beferish Rashi, Choshuv Kamoi Targum. Now, so the Mechaber Paskins, if a person does not say the Targum, but instead he learns Perish Rashi, so that's equivalent to the Targum. That's one, that's halachidic. V'yirei Shamayim, a person who's a Yirei Shamayim, so Yikro Targum, Begam Perish Rashi. He should not say, it means even though halachically Rashi could be used as a substitute instead of the Targum, but Yirei Shamayim should learn both. He should learn Rashi plus the Targum. Oh, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Beperish Rashi, Shuhu Meforish Es Amikro, Rashi explains the Pasuk, but the explanation is more elaborate than the explanation of the Targum. So Memele, so the Mechaber said that one could be Yosei if the purpose of saying the Targum is to explain, we mentioned from the Orach HaShulchan, the whole Indian of the Likrei Shnei Mikamecha Targum is to learn the Pasuk, so one can derive a greater clarity from learning Rashi than from the Targum, because Rashi explains the Pasuk more than the Targum explains. The Yesemi Menor.
Like when I do it, I don't. Look, the Targum, I don't understand.
Okay, we'll talk about that soon. V'yesim imeno. Avo, im koro bishar las, what is if he will just, he won't learn Rashi, he won't learn the Targum, he'll just say a translation of, he'll say two times the Pasuk, and then he'll say a translation of the Pasuk. Shumeforish, now, but this translation, Shumeforish rak es amilois l'chud, this is only translating the words. So he will not be yotze just by literally translating the words. Lefisha ha-targum meforish kama dvorim she'ein lahovin mitoich ha-mikro. The Targum explains many things which one does not see from the words alone. So if a person will just say the translation of the words, period, two times the words and then the translation of the words, this is not equivalent to the Targum, because the Targum is more than a translation, it's an explanation. Choshuv k'moy Targum. So now the Mechaber said that Rashi is choshuv is equivalent to the Targum. Val kein yoytze b'meshe koyre shnei pomim mikro v'yechod perish Rashi and one that he says Rashi. Fine. V'oison psukim she'ein aleihem perish Rashi, the psukim that is no Rashi, Yikra oison sholesh pa'amim, so you should say this pasuk three times. So l'davoine, I didn't understand this, so l'chayrev, there's no rashi, you should say ta'agamal kaponim on this pasuk. Why should he say three times the pasuk? We're speaking about that if we have a choice to say Targum or Rashi, so Imlomad Apash Perish Rashi Choshum Kemoy Targum. Fine. So we just said that Rashi is just as Choshum as the Targum. So now he says, but what if I don't have Rashi? So L'chayrim, the child, why does he say to say the Pasuk three times? L'chayrim, you should say the Targum on that Pasuk. I found the Mishnah Loch is more of this. He doesn't say anything about it. Anyway, let's go further. Mi she'enoi barochi she'yovin esperish Rashi. What is if a person does not understand Rashi? Roi likrois beperish atoyre she'yesh beloshin Ashkenaz bizmanenu. So one could learn the explanation Beperish HaTorah. Beperish HaTorah means explanation of the Torah. Not only the literal translation, Kugoyin Sefer Tzeno Re'eno Chiyotze Boyin. The Sefer Tzeno Re'eno was a Perish that's written in Yiddish, and that is not only a translation, it's an explanation. Hamavarim es aparshe alpi perish Rashi, ushar chachameinu zal hamnuim al yisei de Talmud. So if you have a translation, which is also an explanation, alpi perish Rashi, in divrei chazal, so this is equivalent. This is equivalent to Perish Rashi. So here he brings down, if you have the Rashi translated in English, so you have your Rashi in English, so you have your Rashi over there. So Memela, that he brings down from Ramesha, that's you have your Rashi. The whole mile of Rashi is that the Rashi is explaining. And so if you have your explanation in English, it's also good. Now the Mechaber said a little further, that one, a Yirei Shemayim, now we hear here a halacha, this is a very interesting sif. The sif says, halacha, Rashi is equivalent to the Targum, because Rashi explains more fully the context of the pasuk. Then he says, v'yirei shamayim. A person who's a yirei shamayim has more obligations than a poshet to yid, it seems. So he should yikra targum v'gam perish Rashi. He should not be soymech on the psak we said before, but as a yirei shemayim, he should be to learn both targum v'gam perish Rashi. Now, what is pshat in this? So he explains. He says, "Ki atagum yesh loy maila shenitam b'Sinai." The Targum, that means even though we mentioned that Rashi is a deeper and more comprehensive explanation of the pasuk, but we have to understand the Targum was Nitan B'Sinai, and that alone is a Gevaldik Hefshivis. Number one. Number two, V'gam hu meforish kol mila o mila. The Targum explains every word, and Rashi not necessarily does not explain every word in the Pasuk. So Memele, we have over here, there's a mila of Targum over Rashi. Perish Rashi, yesh loy maila, shumaforish es ha'inyin, But when Rashi explains something, the explanation is more comprehensive than the explanation of the Targum. So Memele, a Yereisha Mayim wants to get the Mailis of both. So a Yereisha Mayim, that means Me'ikir Adin, there's a minimum amount of explanation that one is Mechuyim to do, Chayim Odom Likreis. So on the minimum amount, one could either say the Targum or learn Rashi. But a Yereisha Mayim should not be satisfied with the minimum amount, but he should learn both. He shall learn Rashi plus the Targum, and he has the both Mailis. Period. That's a shot in the Mechaber. Now the Mishnah Berurah starts talking. Ube'emes kein roi linoi l'chol adam. That means a person, let us say, brought down Dasach Mir and Hilchas Tefillin, a person who's Mufusim b'chassidus should put on the Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. So if that's the qualification, so Mamela, I learned the next seat. Mufusim b'chassidus, so that's not me. So I go to the next seat. Now, this, here the Mechaber says, Yirei Shemayim. Fine. I'm not under this. I don't qualify under this qualification. So I go further. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, listen, that what the Mechaber said, Yirei Shemayim, he was speaking about Mizmanoi. There, the Targum had a Maile, Rashi had a Maile, and he said, if you want to have all Mailes, you should learn both. But he says, but now, he doesn't fall into this category of Yirei Shamayim, but he should learn Asadram Perish Rashi Levada Targum. Why? כי יש כמה פרשיות בתורה בפרט בחלק ויקרא שיש להבינם כלל על ידי תרגום לחוד. So it means we don't understand the Targum, so we don't have a picture of what is happening. So Memela, we should learn Rashi. So he means to say as follows. He means to say, and they bring down with the Chofetz Chaim wrote in the letter, we have to understand Bizman Chazal, the Targum was an explanation, and they were Targum each Pasuk, and they understood the Pasuk from the Targum. So the shail is, maybe Rashi is saying more. So that is the shakla v'talya over here. But these manenu, that we don't appreciate and we don't understand the explanation of Rashi, is so fakir, one should add on Rashi. That's what we don't understand the explanation of the Targum. One should add on Rashi. Now, what if one doesn't understand the Targum at all? So they bring down, they ask Reb Chaim Knievsky, you say the Targum, well, you don't understand it. Komponim, that is also, there's also such a mahalach. We're just speaking about that it's preferable to get an understanding and the clarity in the parsha. So since we don't understand the Targum properly, so we should learn with Rashi also. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Mi she'ein biyodei Targum, rak ha'chumish levad. He only has a chumish without a Targum. Yes, rak ha'chumish levad, yes. Lo yikro shnei pomi mikros. He should say twice to psukim. Ba'achar kach she'izam aloi Targum, yoyim aleidol negev the Targum. So he'll say the Targum. Fine. Lo yikra posik hamaucha koidem hamugdem elo yikra keseida. So lachatchila de zicha adin that the psukim should be learned keseida. So he brings here, Nirsha brings here something very interesting. So he brings on the Kaf HaChaim, that means what happened if a person, he forgot, he skipped the parshas, and he finished the parsha, he skipped the parsha, and he finished the seder already, and then there's a whole parsha he skipped. So the Kaf HaChaim says that there's an Indian to lane Kesedi, he should go back and go straight and lane over again what he should go Kesedi. Bidiyavid, he brings him the Kseis HaShulchan, Bidiyavid, if he didn't do this, Bidiyavid, he was Yaitse. A fellow was Shalai Kesedi, and the Kseis HaShulchan brings Amir de Karaya. We learned before by Kriyas HaTorim, what is the din if they skipped a posik? Skipped a posik, they said the mafta ready, and they have the musaf ready, and then they have, they skipped a posik. So you take out the Sefer Torah, and you read that posik, then you skip another tupsokim, an anoyle, and you take an oyle, make some roche. And then you learn three psukim, the posuk you skipped, plus another two psukim. Fine. He says, but you have to understand, but this is Shalai Kesidra. That means I skipped the posuk after Shlishi, I finished the parsha, I realize now I skipped the posuk, and I'm going to go now and learn this posuk, another two psukim, and Shalom Yisrael. So we find a fellow by Kriyas HaTorah, Midiyavid, one is Yaitse Shalai Kesidra. So he says, so L'chatrila, perhaps one should learn Kesidra, but B'diyavid, if he didn't do it, he'll be Yaitse. That's what the Kseis HaShulchan says. It comes out, others have a minig by Parsha Samon, they learn the, comes out on Tuesday to learn Parsha Samon, Shnai Mikra Bechotargum, so you jump to Parsha Samon and then later you have a problem what to do. You did it already, so I'll go back and
just learn the whole thing again.
If you learn the whole thing again, it's a gewaldig. We're talking about if he didn't learn the whole thing again, if he still can apply for the Riches Yom HaBishanim. So I'll compone him. So this we have, like Kseis HaShulchan that said, but the Yemen, the fellow Shalai Kesidron, you are Yaitzim. Well, we'll come to Ilchus Bichas HaMazon, we'll learn about them. Yeah, okay. Now, Bimav Shalai, one should not learn the Targum first. He should learn first the Psukim and then the Targum. The brings down the last Psuk. If so, the Shtayim Mikro Vecha Targum, he should say again the Mikro. He brings that down. Vaposek Achen Yoyma Acher HaTargum Kdei L'Sayim B'Torah. The last posek he should say, it should end, say one more time, and he should say the posek after the Targum. Yeah. Im Ev Shaloi Shalo yavsik mishnai mikra ve'echa targum al shum dovov utoiv v'yofe moed. If it is possible that a person, while he's saying shnai mikra ve'echa targum, not to be mafsik with other things, this is toiv v'yofe moed. They bring down for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what if someone asks him a shayla? So he says, that's a chesed. Chesed is a deraisa, so that's better than the slavery.
Maybe by Aliyah,
What?
For the whole parcel, or is it by Aliyah?
No, here we're talking about how much he's laying. I mean, he's laying Sammy Kamechotagla. Now, there will come later others. Other people laying a little bit each day. Other people laying the whole thing at Shabbos. So, but whatever he's laning, in the amount that he's laning one parsha. Sunday he's laning one parsha. We'll see later. So in this parsha, it's Tayvi Yofi shouldn't be mafsik in this parsha. So that's for sure. And Dvorim B'Teilim, he shouldn't enter there. It means like this. If the person lanes to Sukkims and then he reminds himself he has to make the call up this person and do this and do this, that's when he starts thinking. Till then, he couldn't think about it. But now that he started already, the Steinmeier, and now all his tzlochim fall into his head. So that the Tevi Yofa finished the parsha, then he'll take care of all these things. Tevi Yofa Moed. V'chein v'isi memadagdikim oisem kein, v'chein roi lebal nefesh lasais. A Baal Nefesh should do this and should take care of his inyonim. Afterwards, see Gimel. From Sunday, Choshev Imatzibo. It says, Yashlim Parshi Yosef Imatzibo. So that means from Sunday. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kivin Shemaschilim B'Mincheso D'Shabbato. We start the new Parshi. The mincha of Shabbos, because Parsha Shavu Abo, Neshav Shuv Akoyre Kikoyre Metzibo, so that means the Tzibo already started the next Parsha. V'im Kain, so that's Shad, Masha Kosova Mechaba Miyem Rishon Ve'elech Lam Dafkehu, it does not mean that you can start Shnayim Mikra from Sunday, you can start after mincha, from Shabbos already. That means Shabbos after Mincha, you can...
You know, like some people, be down once they're the earliest among 1:40 or something like that.
Mincha.
And yet you're going to daven later, Mincha.
Oh, that is already a Shaila. If you're going to daven later, so if it's totally in Zman Mincha, or when you daven Mincha, there's Chiluki days in this. There's Chiluki days, so we can start already. If we need that he has to daven mincha, that is Chiluki days. Choshev imetzibo. Kamo, now that's called already al kaponim. From Sunday, it's called Choshev imetzibo. Kamo achoinim kosvu. The minamuf holy kreise erev Shabbos. Others hold that it's preferable to shnai mikra erev Shabbos. Vayim b'shari tshuvah, the b'sefer matyudi kosev, timikoyre mitchilas ha-shivua v'holot, he starts the beginning of the week. Who gam came b'chlau mitzvah minamufro, chmei shekosev b'shoyse, nuchi came b'divir ha-rambam, v'chein b'sefer maise rav kosev, v'an hogis ha-gro, shoyinoik teike, Acher Hatfila Bechol Yoim Likroi Mikzas Me'asedra, the going after davening, he learned a little bit of the Sedra, Samika Vechatagim, Umisayim Be'erev Shabbos, and he finished the Parsha Erev Shabbos. So, Kaponim, he had what to learn. Kaponim, the Shayim Mikra, he took care, he was finished by Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Now, Siv Dalit, Mitzvah min ha-mufchov, Sheyashlem oiso koidem sheyoichol b'Shabbos. The Mitzvah min ha-mufchov, he should be finished, Shai Mikra, before the Suda Shabbos. The same means the second Sunday in Shabbos, not Shalosh Shabbos. Vimle Hishlim Kaidem Achille, Yashlim Ach Achille Ad Amincha. So we'll just learn this. She Yashlim Oiso Achadisa Bemedrish, Shetziva Rebbe Yezbon of Altoichlu Lechem Bishabbos, Ad Shetigmos Kolaparsha. So that was at Sabov Rabbi Teshujim. Umikomokim poshut en laakiv machmazem achila dacha chatzois lukama besimen reish peches. That means it's a mishkal achasidus gives to weigh everything in its true weight. That means Rabbi said one should be mamasadrim before he eats the sudim. But if that's going to take him, then he'll it'll be, he's not eating till after Chatzos, so he's a Mesane B'Shabbos. So it's not Kedai to be a Mesane B'Shabbos in order to be Mekayim the Tzavo of Rebbe. B'zeh Rak Mitzvah Ba'Omer. And also in Sharetzion he says, this is also very important. He is Oishim that is very hungry, and he goes over to them, Rabbi, say, what's the matter, the Sedra yet? You're hungry, you know, it's a mitzvah, tindlet, tayovin, we just wait another 3/4 hour, and we have a lavish suda. No. You give them to eat already. Then you'll be mama this and the later. I mean, yes. וזה רק מצווה במחת חולם אנוכים אם לא יקורא שניים מקבח את הרגם בערב שבס and we didn't do it ערב שבס. So you know what he should do? Lahashkim b'Shabbos b'boike. So let him wake up a little early in the morning. V'likre shayim v'kabech etagum. Koydum alichosei b'beis ha'knes. Before you go to shul chaparayim. V'chei nisam b'yuzeru reish shul chesabbos. V'chei mochum tamid ha'beinu yoyne. Reish brochis. And, or else, if he didn't do it, ada mincha de mincha maila maschil matzibo likre parsish shavua abo.
Did
I
have to be on Sunday?
No, we're starting from Wednesday.
Wednesday,
Thursday, and the Sunday afterwards. Next week, Wednesday and Thursday, next Sunday. The Sunday afterwards.